Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Do something good today.
Welcome to a Monday edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt, and I'm so glad to be at the Alabama Veterans Museum today as we talk to several ladies here that are members of the John Wade Kies DAR chapter in Limestone County, Alabama. Right now, I have with me Brenda Winter. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Brenda.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you, and thank you for reaching out to me about the Daughters of the American Revolution and a special event that's coming up, the Heritage Festival, taking place on Sunday, May 23rd. Of course, we'll talk about that in just a few minutes, but I did want to talk about the John Wade Kies DAR chapter and what you all are doing in the community. I know there are a lot of the activities that y'all are involved in that are helping students as well.
Yes, Mark, we do a lot for this community. Our main event has been for the last decade that I've been in DAR is to have the Constitution Day event. And Constitution Week starts September the 17th through September the 23rd. So we have any day in there that we can provide a program. And we've done that for a few years at Athens State University at McCandless Hall, and it's been an award-winning performance. So we look forward to doing that. But this is our first annual Heritage Festival. So with all the cooperation from this committee, we think it's going to be a big success.
in the room, I have Linda Watson, who's a regent. I also have Pamela Porterfield. She's vice regent. Frances Andrews, second vice regent, sitting next to you. We have Patricia Thompson, corresponding secretary. Nancy Tosh, treasurer. And, of course, you, Brenda, as the registrar. Now, every person has a different reason they're part of the chapter. What was it that interested you in becoming part of the Daughters of the American Revolution?
I'm glad you asked. It was my little granddaughter, Cassidy, who was 3 years old, and she kept asking me who else. And I said, I don't know who else. Then one day she kept asking me, for 6 months, she'd say, who else? And I said, I'm going to find out for you who else, Cass. And it just magnified itself into something just greater than I ever imagined.
How long ago was that, Brenda?
That was in 2005. And I've been adamantly and dedicated to genealogy, and I love helping everybody else too. So that's one reason why I chose to be the registrar of this chapter. So.
And now your little granddaughter knows someone else.
Oh, yeah. She knows a lot of who else.
That's great. As I said, we have sitting next to you Frances Andrews. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Frances.
Thank you so much, Mark.
You're the second vice regent.
Yes.
What is your role with the John Kies chapter?
Well, sort of the planning portion of the organization, planning the meetings, planning the location of our meetings, inviting speakers, that type thing.
And what was your interest in joining the Daughters of the American Revolution? How did you get connected with DAR?
Well, Mark, I'm an octogenarian, and I've always loved my family and had never spent any time doing research. And I was at an event here in Athens one day, and Doris Estes invited me to come to DAR. And I did, and I have just fallen in love with it. I just thoroughly enjoy it. The ladies are just so nice and friendly, and we just do things together, and we're a good team. And it's a pleasure to do this event for our veterans.
That's
for their
great.
Benefit.
That's so good. And I was raised by my grandparents. I was talking to Nancy before we started the interview. My granddad actually worked with Wayne at Calhoun Community College. And being raised by a great-grandmother and my grandparents influenced me to dig deeper into my family tree and to go to my grandmother mm-hmm. and to ask questions. And so that was something that was common for me and my grandmother to talk about was family history, and also with my dad. He was big into that. And so knowing who we are connected to, and I like through my show to be able to give credit to people who have made a difference in our lives. That's right. The foundation of my show. We're here because of other people, to know their value to the family and what they did, their contribution to the community. This is something that young people especially, a lot of times you'll ask someone, do you know who your great-grandparents are? And they don't know who their great-grandparents are.
True.
Surprising to me. It also can be understandable depending on the family dynamic or situation. But I think that it is good for people to dig a little deeper when it comes to the family.
Well, you know, Mark, even in high school I heard of DAR because of the DAR citizenship girl. But I was amazed when I got in this organization and especially met Brenda Winter. I learned how many different societies they are, of lineage societies they are. And I think the average person is unaware. And all those societies are going to be represented here next Sunday afternoon. And Athens can be educated. They can find out what's going on in the world of lineage societies.
Oh, that's so
great.
I think
they'll find it interesting.
And you have called it, you all have titled it, the Heritage Festival, and it's taking place Sunday. Again, we're talking right now to Frances Andrews. She's second vice regent of the National Society Chapters, this is the National Society Daughters of the American Revolution Chapter, John Wade Kies, DAR, and also have Brenda Winter with me. Brenda, as we get into the next segment, we'll be talking about this special Heritage Festival that's taking place, but let's talk about some of the other members. It's a family here, right?
It is a family. And I have to give Pat Lewis credit in this community because she helped build this chapter of John Wade Kies. We have a a heritage with a number in our society. For anybody in the community that knows somebody, it would be Pat Lewis, has been a member longer than anybody. But it's not really the longevity. It's just what we do and what we learn, and it is a learning process. We encourage anybody that thinks they might have a soldier, and it doesn't really have to be a soldier. They could be in the Continental Army. They could be in the militia. They could have provided a wagon. They could have provided beef to the soldiers. It's just that they have to have proved their lineage, starting with them, with their birth certificates, and if they're married, their marriage, and their husband's marriage, and then it goes on so forth. And then when you get down in the fourth and fifth generations, it's a little more complicated, because we use wills and guardianship papers and land grants and all of that. But you have to connect one generation to the next.
Yes, absolutely. And for those who are interested, I want them to be able to reach out, and we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. We're going to take a quick break. I hope you'll stick with us right now with the Alabama Veterans Museum with the John Wade Kies DAR chapter, enjoying this conversation with Brenda Winter and also Francis Andrews. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. Blue-eyed kid on second base wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries on his way. Cause you know heroes come in every shape and
welcome back to a special Monday edition of The Mark White Show. I am at the Alabama Veterans Museum in Athens, Alabama, Limestone County, Alabama, with the John Wade Kies DAR chapter. I have with me right now Brenda Winter. Brenda, welcome back to The Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here, as I said earlier. The way this festival began was they did a tea down in Anniston, and it was a huge success for the library. And so we decided that we could do something similar. And then it turned out that we have state presidents, and I'm going to name the chapters or the division or the society that are right here locally, from Gunnersville over to Decatur, back to Athens, and then Huntsville. Okay, we have Faye McWhirter, who is the division, that's the Alabama, president of the United Daughters of the Confederacy. She's agreed to come. We have Lee Hadaball, who is the commander of the Thomas Hobbs camp right here in Athens. And then we have the Limestone County Historical Society. Bonnie White is a member of our chapter, John Wade Kies, and she's agreed to come. And then we have Martha Ann Witt, who is the state president of four societies. It's the United States Daughters of the War of 1812, Daughters of the American Colonist, the Huguenot Society. You can either say Huguenot, Huguenot, whichever you prefer. I had never heard of that society until like 2019, I think it was. So that's interesting. And then we have the Loyalists and the Patriots, which is what we're trying to do with that society is trying to figure out who all were the Loyalists. So and then we have the Sons of the American Revolution. This is the Tennessee Valley chapter over in Huntsville, and they have like over 200 members of that Sons of the American Revolution. And then we have the Sons and Daughters of Pilgrims, who is Jim Maples, who's from Huntsville. And then we have the SDA, which is, it's not really a landed society, but we got permission from Ivy Green to name it Ivy Green, and it's our chapter because it has to do with eyes, and it's women. It's called Southern Dames of America. So we're happy that hasn't even been chartered a year yet. Okay, then we have our own Rita Majors, who is adamant about the Cherokee tribe that she belongs to, and so she's going to set up a table. And then we have other societies who are back to Virginia. We have the Jamestown Society. Laura Ramsey lives in Birmingham, and she's supposed to send our flag up here. And I'm the president of the Order of the Descendants of Ancient Planters, which came to America 13 years before the Pilgrims in Massachusetts. So we're all happy about that. Then we have what you call a gateway society. You have to have a gateway ancestor to get back to like the Magna Carta, Charlemagne, back to the baronial order of the Magna Carta, and then the Military Order of Crusaders. There's just several societies that, and I have to mention their names. It's Tracy Crocker, who lives in Minnesota, and Alexander Bannerman lives in Charleston, West Virginia. They have just done so much for creating societies, and they've helped Leslie Kirk, Susanna Rollins, who are right here in Alabama, and I got to mention Deborah Hicks. They have started Sons and Daughters of Virginia Founding Fathers. So we have a lot of societies that people just don't know exist. So we're going to try to educate Limestone County and anybody that wants to see our displays on the 23rd of May from 3 to 5.
I love that. And families are invited. When we're talking about families, we are also talking about young people, influencing them to appreciate ancestry and to appreciate various chapters, organizations that are organized to recognize our ancestry. I think that's very important. And the work that's being done, as we mentioned in the first segment, there are some things that you all do in the community as the John Wade Kies DAR chapter. Scholarships, there are opportunities for young people in that. I've watched as we've done the American Revolution, the DAR Constitution Day at Athens State University over the years. Always enjoyed that. And we have young people who will dress up in period clothing and also have grown people who are dressed in period clothing. It's always nice to think about how people lived in those days, you know, not just the names, but actually what life was like, and appreciate what we have here today in 2021. So I think that's very important. And as we talk about the Heritage Festival, as you mentioned, it's taking place Sunday, May 23rd from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time for those who may be coming from other areas outside of our time zone, at the Alabama Veterans Museum and Archives located at 114 West Pryor Street in Athens, Alabama. That's where we are today. And Brenda Winter, when we talk about the different ways that people can join, I know that Sissy mentioned the HODAR. Let's talk about that for just a minute.
Okay. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is very important. They help us out in every way. All we have to do is just ask for their help. The husbands of the DAR, that stands for HODAR. We have several of them that, and especially Jim Thompson, he's provided music for us. He's always been helping with the decorations that we have to lift heavy flowers and things like that. And we have really, really put on a lot of classy events. Yeah, we can't say enough about the men being able to do some of the things that we can't do ourselves. And then another thing is, I forgot two societies. We have Mary Johnson, who is in Athens. And as far as I know, she is the only national person in Limestone County who's ever held a national society position. It's the president. She was the national president. And that society is the Colonial Dames of the 17th century. And then Pat Lewis is the president of our local society here. And then we have the ASCAR, Alabama Society Children of the American Revolution. So, and that's Captain John Farrar. And I organized that chapter, Children of the American Revolution, back in 2014, because I was encouraged from the state people to do that. I knew that John Farrar was my ancestor, but I hadn't proven it yet. And I thought, I'm going to be embarrassed if I can't prove this, but I proved it. So, and not only that, he's a gateway. And you call it that ancestor a gateway. And you can go to the Jamestown Society if you think you have an ancestor. And the DAR has compiled Jamestown residents to the DAR, which is five generations. And I guess I have to say this. It costs $400. However, if you were to give me my $400 back today with interest, I wouldn't take it, because they have done a lot to preserve the history of what happened at Jamestown Colony. And they're digging all the time. And there's this Dr. David Kelso that I saw him digging, and I thought, what is going on with this? Because he'd be on national TV. But what they found out about our ancestors is just amazing, by digging up those pottery and just pieces of glass and just all kinds of things that were there from the Jamestown Society.
Right now, I want to encourage you as a listener to think about your ancestry. Think about those who came before you and the fact that you're able to do what you do, where you are today. That's a big part of what I wanted to bring out today, talking to the John Wade Kies DAR. And, of course, the Heritage Festival is coming up again Sunday, May 23rd from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. There will be various activities. Tables will be set up by other historical groups, as Brenda has mentioned, displaying information and treats. Group flags will be presented. Genealogists will be present to answer your questions. Entertainment provided. There'll be talented dancers, singers, musicians. There'll also be a silent auction. Let's talk about what people can expect on Sunday, May 23rd.
Solomon Fleming lives right here in Athens, and his father was a Broadway musical performer back, I guess, in the 80s.
Pamela Porterfield is also with us. Pamela Porterfield, she's vice regent. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Pam.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So we wanted to bring you in on the conversation as we talk about what's taking place on Sunday, May 23rd, as part of this Heritage Festival.
We have some wonderful numbers that are coming from Main Street Studios, and Beverly is the owner, and her granddaughter and Solomon Fleming are doing a duet that has won national acclaim with some of the prestigious dance membership. Well, it's sort of like DAR. Mm-hmm. You can join the Dance Educators of America or Dance Masters of America. They compete with those organizations, and they do a lot of winning because it's a good studio and it is talented kids. And there'll be two solos, but Beverly's granddaughter dances with Solomon, and it's going to be a beautiful number, Dancing to Colors of the Wind from the movie Pocahontas, which is quite fitting since it's a Heritage Festival.
Yes, and I think about what's going to take place here and the work that goes into it. I see there are a lot of papers laying on the table as we speak, and a lot of things to do as far as the silent auction as well. Cissy Thompson, Corresponding Secretary, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thanks, Mark. As you mentioned, we are having a silent auction as part of the fundraiser for the Veterans Museum. And I hope a lot of people come out, because the community has been so supportive. As Brenda mentioned, our husbands are supportive. They jump in and work. But the community, too, we have businesses donating. There'll just be a variety of items. We'll have everything from jewelry to collectibles. Our main fundraising item, I guess you could say, for the event is a handmade quilt. Marlene Isom's quilting group is donating, and Pam Porterfield, our vice regent, is donating. But that'll be our biggest fundraiser to support the Veterans Museum. But it's, in a nutshell, it's about helping the Veterans Museum, but it's about supporting our veterans. My son is military. Anything that has to do with veterans or the military, we're so passionate about. You know, I can get teary-eyed with my hand over my heart when I say the Pledge of Allegiance. It's just, it's more than genealogy to us. It starts with the genealogy, and then it branches into, you know, your military ancestors, your current military or whatever. But I just hope people turn out and support us. It's a really worthwhile event, in my opinion.
Thank you, Cissy. We're looking forward to this special event May 23rd, Sunday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Alabama Veterans Museum in Athens, Alabama. Brenda, as we close out this particular show, I want to say thank you for reaching out to me about the John Wade Kies DAR. I've known about the chapter for a while and appreciate you and the great work of all of you ladies who are in the room right now and beyond, those who, as you've mentioned, helped to get this thing started. But as you mentioned, back in 2004, when you started, you just wanted to learn. You wanted to learn for your granddaughter, and it was important for you to do that. And you certainly have, Brenda. So thank you for joining me here on the show today.
Thank you, Mark. Every society needs a treasure, and we're so thankful for Nancy Tosh. She's been just over the top doing her job. And we appreciate Linda Watson. She's been a member of John Wade Kye's much longer than I have, and she's also helped in the Veterans Museum since it started in the 90s. I just can't thank her enough for what she's done, and we're going to support her in being our new regent. So Dana Henry, who owns Hyatt and Sims on the Square, she's our regent now. She's going to be introducing Jim Thompson, who's going to be our master of ceremonies. And then we're going to have Kanna Ricketts, Mary Stevenson, and her husband, Joe, in the beginning to sing and play for us the Star Spangled Banner. So we're very fortunate. These three musicians are coming to us from the First Methodist Church here in Athens. So we have a lot of talent here. And so we want people to come out and see what they can learn about our community, about the DAR, about all these other societies, and not only learn, because it's educational, patriotic, and historical. So we invite everybody to come and see what we do.
Thank you, Brenda Winder. I encourage you, if you're not in the area, in the North Alabama area, to look into chapters where you're at, whether it's the DAR or the SAR, the Sons of the American Revolution. We didn't talk much about them, but that's a chapter I could be part of if I'll go ahead and do my family history. But I've always enjoyed Ancestry, enjoyed this conversation today at the Alabama Veterans Museum. I'm looking forward to this event on May 23rd here at the Alabama Veterans Museum called the Heritage Festival. So I hope that you'll find out more information about that. What is a phone number or way that people can find out more information if they have any questions, Brenda?
I always answer my phone, whether it's a number I recognize or not, 256-771-3536. Also, I have to tell that the Boy Scouts are going to be here, and also the JROTC from Athens High School have committed to help us. So we're a community about service. For this festival, we're asking $10 donation at the door, or you can go to Eventbrite from the Alabama Veterans Museum and Archives Facebook page and purchase your tickets in advance. And you can also go to the Alabama Daughters DAR website and get tickets. So it's $10 minimum donation. So we hope that we have a great turnout.
Very good. As always, we're here to recognize difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. I do encourage you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and also on LinkedIn. And also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to a Monday edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
They go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hello there, everybody. This is DJ Svoboda with the Imagine Friends of Imagineville, dedicated to spreading autism acceptance and autism inclusion, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems
to fit. You are my sunshine, my only. This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.